Hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Donnie's Home Improvement.
Hi.
My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And we're calling to speak with you about listing Donnie's Home Improvement on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And the reason we're calling today is we had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll call.
Since you know my geographic area, can you explain to me my geographic area? Because geographic area could be a continent, could be a road, could be square foot, let's say 10 square feet, could be anything. So can you explain a little bit more geographic area?
Sure. Yeah. So I show that you're in Elmwood Park, but my next question for you was going to be how far do you typically travel for the work?
Oh, I would say within about 60 around.
60? Okay.
60 miles. 60 miles around, yeah.
Okay. So as long as it's within 60 miles or so, you're pretty open, right, to taking on more work? 60 miles from Elmwood Park?
Yeah, in reality, I even go 75, but the thing is, you know, you always target 60, and then jobs will send you to 75 and 80. Yeah, we did jobs even 100 miles away.
Okay, so maybe the better the job, the further you might go kind of thing, but target would be about 60?
Yeah.
Okay.
Target 50 to 60, and then jobs send you further, you know.
Right.
It's a referral, really. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And so, and you're Donnie?
No, I'm his father.
Oh, you're his father. Okay. I thought you said your name was Ron when you answered. Did you say Ron?
No, my real name is Agron, but everybody calls me Mike.
Oh, okay. It's nice to meet you, Mike.
Yeah, because nobody can remember that, really. It's not a common name. It's very...
Mike is easier. I agree. Yeah. So is it you and your son are in business together, or is it just you and you named the company after your son?
Yeah, correct.
Well, okay.
We have the name company after him fall away. One day he can take over.
Got it. Okay. I like that. Okay.
I'm old guy. And how long am I going to work? Let's say 10 more years?
Yeah. Is that about right? About 10 more?
About.
Okay. Okay. So, and I was looking for a website for you, Mike, and when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places that you're listed now. And I didn't see a website for you, but what I did find was this 5 out of 5 star rating, and that's through the Angie's Leads. Is that current, or was that a little earlier on?
I have no idea.
Never heard of that? The Home Advisor program?
Yeah, no, I heard of Home Advisor, but that 5-star rating or whatever you're saying, I don't know about those things.
You didn't know about that? Okay. Okay.
I don't check ratings like everybody else. I check something else. I check happiness of my customer, because rule number one in our company is happiness of customer, not your problem.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, somebody had posted a review about you online that said, oh, they did an amazing job, came on time, helpful.
Oh,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, and that's something that we look for when we're looking for candidates for that first page of Google. So that's how I found you, with that review. And for that first page position, Mike, that we have available there today on Google, it's month-to-month pricing, and based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. Again, you're 5 out of 5 star rated. How long have you been in business in the area there?
We're incorporated in 2002.
Okay. So you see value in all of this, right? Being found on Google at that moment you're needed there?
That depends now in in dollar how much you want, because everything has price. And let's say if I want to go and buy nail clipper, and somebody is asking me for $285,000. So it's not that I don't need nail clipper, but to me the nail clipper is worth $285,000. Maybe it's worth to somebody else, not to me. So that's why it depends on price. That's the price.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. And really, the hard part about getting to that first page is it's not really the cost. It's designed for the local businesses, but it's the availability, and that we have. So I'll pull up the pricing. That way, if you do decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. And the good news is if you're 20 years in business, you can qualify for, it's called a legacy rate, and that's a reduced rate that they have. You have to be 20 years and over in order to get that. So I'm grabbing Paul.
I'm not 20 because I don't know which month we are incorporated. I forgot. I just know 2002.
Yeah, 2002.
I think October or November, so maybe it's not 20 yet.
Oh, but close to it. Okay, well, let me ask Paul. He can check on the date that you filed. But, yeah, let me ask Paul. He's my regional manager for the area. We'll see if we can get you approved for that. And then, I mean, if we could – so I think what I'm hearing from you, Mike, is if we can make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Correct. And then I need some more information because I can be in first page. Yeah, but I can be in first page at 3 o'clock in the morning, or I can be in first page 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or 10 o'clock. You know, there are some things that come with this first page word.
I understand your concern. Yes, and you're going to be you're going to like it. Okay, let me grab Paul, and I'll get that rate. Hang on here, and all of those questions, I'll get those answered too. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hey there, Mike.